This is JIS News. Coming up, KSAC to step up enforcement activities in downtown Kingston. Senate starts debate on Drury Amendment Act and Ministry of Education committed to improving Denhamtown High School. The news in detail after this message.
Commuters, did you know it is against the law for rural bus operators to pick up passengers along bus routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, the KMTR? If caught, these operators can be charged with operating contrary to their licenses under the Public Passenger Transport Act. Make sure you take JUTC buses or the yellow-coded authorized buses within the KMTR and go about your business without being stopped by the police. JUTC, your route to excellence.
Now the news. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, is to step up enforcement activities at several popular vending locations in downtown Kingston. This as the KSAC grapples with low vendor registration rates in these areas. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown-Burke, says the areas being put under greater scrutiny include the Oxford Mall, Darling Street and Petron Street Transport Centres, Red Rose Fish Market, and Coal Yard Market. She says vendor registration rates at each of these locations is less than 50%.
Coal Yard is 0%. Nobody registered. At Red Rose, we're talking about 22%. Petron Street is 25%. The best of those, Oxford Mall, is at 44%.
Senator Brown-Burke says enforcement officers have been instructed to step up registration activities over the next 2 weeks to increase vendor compliance and increase public order. The mayor was speaking at the KSAC monthly meeting on Tuesday. The Senate has started debate on the Drury Amendment Act, which aims to improve efficiency of the administration of the criminal justice system. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the bill seeks to address the continuing problem of a shortage of jurors to serve the circuit courts, which has been contributing significantly to the delays in the disposal of criminal cases.
Some of the important changes seek to, firstly, reduce the number of jurors needed to try certain cases to put them on par with other offences that carry the same potential penalty. The jury is an important component of our criminal justice system. It is recognised that the problems with the jury system, if not addressed, will continue to negatively impact efforts being made to improve the justice system in other respects and undermine the entire system.
The debate will continue at the next sitting of the Senate on Friday, October 16. The Ministry of Education has committed to improving the technical and vocational capacity of Denhamtown High School. This following an assessment of the school's challenges by Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Minister Thwaites says he wants Denhamtown High to be seen as one that is able to transform lives in spite of its location.
You have difficult circumstances given the students you have and the environment in which you operate. And we want to be sure that you are equipped as well as we can help you in order to not make those things a detrimental obstacle, but rather that you can show that it is possible to move into positions of strength.
The Education Minister commended the staff on the various interventions undertaken to assist students in literacy and numeracy. The support, which includes increasing the number of contact sessions provided for remedial lessons, has resulted in significant improvement in passes in Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC Mathematics. The pass rate moved from 13% in 2014 to 73% this year. And energy security, trade, and economic development are among top priorities that Jamaica's ambassador to Washington, Ralph Thomas, intends to further promote with the United States at the state and federal levels. Ambassador Thomas says his intention is to also focus at the bilateral level on cooperation in health and education, climate change, food security, and improving Jamaica's ranking in the U.S. State Department's Trafficking in Persons report.
In addition, Jamaica's permanent representative to the Organization of American States, the OAS, part of my time will also be used to address issues of hemispheric importance, including promoting and protecting democracy and human rights, hemispheric security, and sustainable development.
Mr. Thomas was addressing Jamaicans in the diaspora, representatives of federal and state governments, and members of the diplomatic corps at a reception held in his honor in Washington, D.C. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.